There had long been disturbances along Missouri's border with Kansas in the years leading up to the Civil War. However, the events one spring day in 1858 ignited the furor of both sides. Today, we journey back to the place that foreshadowed just how bad the coming war would be. It's this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, this is Paula, your independent director with 31 Gifts. You've heard from me about the amazing opportunities this faith-based company offers to folks both in the country and the city. Maybe you've been thinking of ways to earn extra money or even begin a new career, connect with others, or just find something you enjoy. Let me share with you how you can get started at no cost to you. This is the perfect time to check out 31. You can connect with me and my team at my31bag.com. That's my31bag.com. Begin the new year with 31 today.
It's Timothy Green's first day at school.
Mom, I can handle it from here.
What's in his backpack? He's about to
fall
over. Anything he might need.
There's a box of tissues and band-aids. There's a whole first aid kit, actually.
You don't have to be perfect.
Have a great day.
That's too much pressure.
Have the day you have.
To be a perfect parent.
There are two people who want you more than anything. They'll make mistakes, but they will love you more than you can imagine.
There are thousands of children in foster care who will take you just as you are. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It was a spring day in 1858 along Missouri's border with Kansas when trouble once again surfaced over slavery.
There were 30 pro-slavery men led by a Georgian named Charles Hamilton that went through Linn County and gathered up 11 free staters.
Adam Zink says the event would soon move from kidnapping to murder.
They took them to a ravine at Meredizine and lined them up and shot them. Just in cold blood.
Five died, six survived, and everyone was outraged.
It was a national story. It outraged people all across the country. And the poet John Greenleaf Whittier, he wrote a poem about it that appeared in the Atlantic Monthly.
Pro and anti-slavery forces skirmished back and forth, but this went beyond anything seen to this point.
The 11 guys that they rounded up weren't even fighters. They were just innocent men. They just went through the countryside just gathering up free state guys that were regular farmers, gathered them up and marched them to this place and shot them. They weren't gathering up guys that were actively fighting them.
The massacre further energized anti-slavery forces.
John Brown comes to the site after this and builds a fortified cabin as sort of a free stater fort. And he stays there a few months. Later, one of his followers buys the land, builds his own house.
That house remains today at the site, a memorial to those who died and a marker of the importance of the place leading up to the Civil War. Charles Hamilton, the leader of the incident, was never brought to justice. He moved back to Georgia after the war. Traveling the countryside, near Pleasanton, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCrae.